Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about power words. This is the second message of its kind I'm going to bring to you. We're talking about power words. Hallelujah. How many of you know words are important? The Bible says that in the beginning, all that God did was use word. He said, let there be. I want to encourage you to let the words of God sink into your hearts. Because the word of God is power. In Hebrews chapter 1, it says, we understand that all things were framed by the word of his power. When Jesus was going into Bethany and the fig tree had no figs, he said, no man eat of you from henceforth. And the word of God says, on the next day as they were passing out, they saw the fig tree withered from the root. And it happened because of the word the Lord spoke. And then he said to the disciples, whatsoever things you desire, if you say it and do not doubt in your hearts, you will have whatsoever you say. How many of you believe that? How many of you believe that? So that's why I want to talk about power words. I want you to see something. Amen. We are more than, is this scripture? This was Paul. Paul was writing in the book of Romans. And he listed a number of things. He said trials and testings. You find yourself abandoned. And then he says, nay, in all of these things, in all of these things, we are what? More than conquerors. In all of these things we are more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus. Do you understand that this morning? And that those things describe the sum total of all the tests and the challenges you will face. And he says you are more than a conqueror through Jesus. Now let's go to the Word of God. The word of God is important. It says you and I must have a certain disposition if we are going to overcome. Do you hear me? You've got to have a certain disposition. And one of the things we've got to be careful about is that whenever we come around the word, have you ever noticed when you go to read your Bible, all kind of distractions come on. And then the last distraction is that you fall asleep. And when you come to church, all kinds of people come call, listen, tell your family, when I'm in church, don't send no message to call me out of church. I'm not going to come out. You're coming to disturb me from receiving. I come into the house, Lord, to receive the word of God. That's when all your bodily functions start to bother you. You see, the devil is going to use any trick in the book because, you know, once the word of God finds a place in you, you are unstoppable. You are unconquerable. His objective is to get a check, to put a blockage to you receiving the word of God. Now watch this. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereunto according to thy word? In other words, if you want to live a pure life, you're going to be able to live a pure life following the guidance of the Word of God. Amen. Not the superstitions of the church. Not the superstitions of your culture. Because those things change with time. When I first came to church, this was the only color you could wear. You see, all these colors I see here. Brother Jones, we here to get disciplined by this afternoon for that jacket. Because that was the culture of the church at the time. I used to tell the young men back at the church I pastored, you're not going to come on my platform to play or sing music without a tie. Couldn't wear it. And not only on Sunday, on Wednesday you wear a tie, on Friday you wear a tie. So you see, the culture changes. So our righteousness is not perceived by the culture of the church or the superstition of the church. It must be according to the word of God. Now I can feel good wearing an orange shirt now. I know I'm not sinning. You have people that talk about, oh, you must wear sober colors. I can wear all the hot colors. I know it doesn't affect my relationship with God. Are you hearing me, folks? So, righteousness, we must understand it by the teaching of the word of God. So if we're going to understand it, well, then we must acquaint ourselves personally with the word of God. Do you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? So here it says now, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed hereunto according to that word. So it is to my advantage to hide the word of God in my heart. I must memorize it. Look at this article. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. If I want guidance, thank God for good friends. But how many of you know there comes a time when what you do is a decision between you and God? When only you alone can make a decision what is right for your life. There comes a time in your life when you realize I can't live my life to satisfy somebody else. You know, as human beings, we tend to be clannish. You know, you would follow the group that you're in. You know, whatever group you're in, whatever value that's us. See, God made us with a natural tendency to come together in families or in cliques. And you can, when you come into church, you can tell which clique somebody belongs to because they dress a certain way. They sit in a certain spot. And they like a certain kind of thing. Am I making sense? When it comes to what must direct the culture of our living, it must be the word of God. It's okay to have your clique. It's okay to move with your group. When it comes down to the issue of righteousness between you and God, it is based solely upon what the word of God teaches. Because you're going to find along the way that as you grow in God, there are some cliques you'll have to dissociate yourself from. Even outside the church, in natural life, when you're professionally, if you on your job, you want to get ahead, you got to dissociate yourself from certain groups on the job because you got some people who have no interest in improving. Some people, they only have a desire to live from day to day. I want to do more than that. I want to live. I got to get better every day. Amen. I got to get better every day. I got to get wiser every day. And I got to get richer every day. Are you hearing me, folks? And that means I gotta hook up with people who have that same mindset and approach. Are you hearing me, folks? Amen. So, but the foundation, the basis, must be the Word of God. If you are attending the Word of God, the Word of God works in your heart. It's going to cause you to move from faith to faith. and from glory to glory, and from strength to strength. Are you hearing me, folks? So the reference point must be the Word of God. And look at this one. I love this. Psalms chapter 1. I want to give you an assignment. Read out the whole Psalm 119. This psalm is dedicated to the Word of God. If you read that. There's some gems. In this psalm, you'll find it say that thy word have I hid in my heart so that I may not sin against you. But here's it now. In one verse 130, he said, order my steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. In other words, teach me how to lay hold on your word so I can keep putting sin away from me. You see, this issue of sin is not a church thing. It's a personal thing. You got to deal with it for yourself. I got to deal with it for myself. Because at the end of the day, you know, God is going to call me to stand before him. Are you hearing me, folks? And so I've got to say, Lord, order my steps in your word so that sin does not control my life. Amen. When we come to Christ, we sin, but sin doesn't have control over us. Before you came to Christ, you got up and sinned like there's no tomorrow because that was your nature. But then when you got a new nature, because you were new in Christ, you struggle with sin, isn't that? You think about things that you do. You're fighting, you find there's a fight going on, but this is a fight you enjoy because every time you win, you feel blessed. Every time you win, you feel clean. Every time you win, you have no fear before God. The peace of God settles in your heart. How many of you have the peace of God about who you are in God right now? Could you give God some praise? And it comes as we settle on the Word of God. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. Here what it says here again. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let me, there's the next verse here that is akin to it. It says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. So, what we talk, how we use our tongue would either keep us from trouble or bring trouble to us. How many of you have ever gotten in trouble because you talk too much? Anybody here ever happened to you? You ever happened to you that after this time, you said, I should have kept my mouth shut. Have you ever had to say that in your life? You see, your words are going to bring things to you, and the words you don't speak will keep things away from you. I've seen some parents keep telling their children, you stupid, you dunce. And when the child starts behaving like a fool, you wonder why. Well, you've been telling the child he's a fool all his life. So guess what? He begins to behave like a fool. Because the power of life and death is in it. You keep telling the child you're ugly. After a while, they believe they're ugly. And so this is why now we've got people in the cosmetic world, in the beauty, obviously we got the beauty industry telling us what is beautiful and what is not. Well, I'm glad that we have come to the point where we know black is beautiful. There was a time when I used to think that black ain't beautiful. But you know, where the Word of God says, the Lord make everything what? Beautiful in. You see, the Word of God must inform your thinking so that you can live your life fully victoriously. Power of life and death is in your tongue. And that's why somebody said God gave you two ears and one mouth so that you would hear twice as much as you speak. Jesus said we must be quick to hear but slow to speak. God, that's how you're going to preserve your life. In one place, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the what? And you remember when the guys came with the talents, the third man, Jesus told them, I'm going to judge you out of your own mouth. Third man was blaming the master for everything that went wrong in his life. He said, you're a wicked son, I'm going to judge you out of your own mouth. And then he said, by your words, you shall be condemned, and by your words, you shall be justified. So why I'm saying all this? Because I want us to begin to cultivate a different lingo, a different way of speaking. Because how you speak is a reflection of how you think. So if you don't think victory, you can't speak victory. And if you don't think victory, and if you don't speak victory, you can't live victoriously. If you just think and you see defeat, that's what you're going to think and speak. If you think, you must think what God says about you. Hallelujah. So, when Jesus concludes the Sermon on the Mount, he points out that we are all building our lives and future. You're not building your life, you're doing your today and you're doing your tomorrow on a foundation of our choice. Rock or sand? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look, a great lady's coming in the church here right now. She helped me put down the foundation for our life and our family. Amen. So here she says, you are building either on a rock or on sand. Now, if you build on rock, guess what? Your building is going to stand. Generations will come and see your building standing. If you build on a rock, the blessings of your life is going to pass on to your... Are you hearing me, folks? Are you hearing me? The blessings of your life. I understand that I'm not just living for myself. I'm living for my children and my children's children. So I've got to walk in a certain way. I've got to talk a certain way. Amen. Your words affect you, affect your children. You know how you were affected by the words your parents spoke to you. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Is anybody here? So, we are building either on rock or sand. And Jesus said, the ones who are building on rock are those who heard these sayings of mine and they keep them. In other words, we are building, if we build our lives on the words of Jesus. And listen, Jesus didn't come to speak any new word. Jesus came to make the Old Testament live. That's why you heard him saying again and again, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. You see, he wasn't coming to bring any new revelation. He was coming to fulfill what God has already given. The prophets of old prophesied for years that the Messiah is going to come about what he's going to do. And so, brothers and sisters, you and I, if we pay attention to that same word, you see, when John the Baptist was in doubt about Jesus because he was in prison, He sent his disciples to Jesus to say, "Art thou he that cometh, or should we look for another?" Immediately, Jesus began to quote the scripture. He said, "Go and tell John, the sick are healed, the lepers are cleansed, the dead is raised, and the poor have good tidings preached unto them." When he said that John knew exactly, this is the Messiah, because that was the fulfillment of the word that was being spoken about him. He didn't get into any argument, no discussion. He didn't say, "John, how could you ask that?" He quoted to him the word. And so for John, the issue was settled, because he saw Jesus as the fulfillment of the word. The church is going to be what God wants it to be because it believes the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Today I want to help you to lay a hold on the grace and the power of Almighty God. We're going to begin with the scriptures. Now here are some power scriptures. Psalms 34 and verse number 19. What God said? "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." I tell you, if we go around this building, everybody got afflictions. Is there anybody without afflictions? Is anybody without afflictions? Please tell me. Please meet me after the service. I want to know how you're doing it. In other words, what's he saying? Many times I heard some old folks say, "When there's not one thing." Have you heard that? If you come from the country, I come from. "When it's not one thing, it's one thing." This is life. We have no promise that we would never have trouble. As long as you're alive, trouble is going to come sooner or later. And there are so many fronts or avenues by which Satan can attack us. When he's not attacking your physical body, he's attacking your mind. He's attacking your family, attacking your finances, attacking your job. Oh, and we can go on and the list of things. But hear what the word of God is saying, that in all those afflictions, what's going to happen? What is going to happen? You're not going to die in that affliction. You're not going to fail in that affliction. You got a deliverer. Hallelujah. How many of you got a deliverer this morning? How many have a deliverer this afternoon? Hey, I'm here to tell somebody, I don't know what you're going through, but I know you have a deliverer. I know you got somebody who's going to see you through. Praise the name of the living God. So right now, this morning, maybe you got up and you were a little downcast. You can say hallelujah right now, because God has already determined that you will be delivered. He's not going to guarantee you, but the devil will not come against you, but he will guarantee you that you shall be delivered. Look at this next one. "These things I have spoken unto you." I'm giving you the scriptures because I want you to get a hold of them. When you start to go through, you're going to pull one of these arrows out against the devil. You're going to pull one of these swords out against the devil. That's why the Bible calls the word of God the sword of the spirit. Here it says now, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have" what? "Peace." In me ye might have" what? "Peace." Why? "In the world ye shall have tribulation," but what? What? "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." when you're going through tribulation and the natural tendency is to cry, he said, find a way to rejoice. He says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's why we used to sing hallelujah anyhow. Never, never let your problems get you down. When life troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah anyhow. He, though I tell you, the Lord is talking to us. He lets you know before. Oh, trials shouldn't take you by surprise. Don't be surprised by the trials you face. But one thing you must be assured of, that whatever trial faces you, you have the victory. He is going to bring you out. You shall overcome. Be of good cheer, because your captain, your leader, your savior is an overcomer. And if he's an overcomer, guess what? You will be an overcomer. How many of you believe that this afternoon? He's my captain. He's my captain. Hallelujah. He's my group leader, man. He's my platoon leader. He's my eyes and my ears. He said, I've spoken this to you so that you would have peace. Oh God, hallelujah. God is saying this to you that you might have peace. You might be distressed right now, but let the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep your heart, because your Savior says, I have overcome. Hallelujah. Don't give up, man. Don't give up. Don't cry. Give the Lord praise. When you didn't know the Lord, you'd cry yourself to sleep. You're going to wet your pillow every night. But you ain't nobody with them old time love song who's singing, oh, I wet my pillow every night. I can't stop loving you. I made up my mind to live my life in misery. No, I ain't living in no misery. My God is my savior. My God is my helper. My God is my deliverer. If I have to cry, I'm going to cry with hope, because I heard him say, weeping will endure for the night. But guess what? I'm not hearing you. Guess what? Hallelujah. Joy coming in the morning. I'm not going to make what goes wrong make me give up on my God. There's some people, they had a bad experience and they stopped coming to church. I ain't doing that. I'm going to stand for him. He says, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Hunch your neighbor. Say, smile up, man. Smile up. Say, smile up. Tell them, don't take this thing seriously. Be of good cheer. I don't know what is the situation, but I said, smile up. Tell them, smile up. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. Because the one who lead in you, he has overcome. Y'all hearing me this afternoon? He has overcome. Watch this now. You see, I want to share these scriptures with you because I want your thinking to change. There's nothing that is before you that you're not going to overcome. Tell two people, there's nothing before you that you will not overcome. If you put your trust in the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, ha, you walking with God? Well, you should be smiling with me right now. Because there's nothing before you that you're not going to overcome. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Are you with me? Yeah, Lord, are you with me? Here's now Jesus. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, the 70 disciples that he sent out to heal the sick and to tell them that the coming of the salvation through Jesus. And all this happened before Jesus died and rose again. What are we talking about here? But this happened because the word says he called them and he began to give them power against devils. Power against this. How many of you know you got power against devils? Are you hearing me, folks? So stop being afraid of who tell you to enter Suriname for you. You got power. Or whatever. Whatever anybody got, God says, I give you power over that. Whatever they have diagnosed you with, he says, I've given you power. Right now, it looks like the bank account running down. What God give you? Power over lack. Do you understand God give you power over lack? You remember the woman who was about to make her last meal and she and her son were going to die? Remember, God came and said, I'm going to give you power over dwindling resources. Oh, Lord, have. Oh, yeah! She was talking to the prophet about dwindling resources. And he said, now, if you will do what I commission you to do, the God who knows how to control dwindling resources will make dwindling resources last as long as you need it. Are you hearing me, folks? Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I want you to, oh, come on, you got to give God some praise. You're about to write the check for the last amount of money in your bank book. Give God praise. He got power over dwindling resources. He's going to make it last. He's going to make it last for as long as you need it. Y'all not hearing me? It says he gave them disciples power. And so they come back. And verse number 17 says, and the 70 returned with joy and said to the Lord, Lord, even the devils were subject to us in thy name. Are you, you know we're talking about that same Jesus. You know that. And this is what Jesus said. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That was a fatal fall for Satan. He couldn't say, I'm falling and can't get up. He's getting up. Y'all hearing me? He ain't get up from that fall yet. Hear what it says. And behold, I gave unto you what? Power to what? Tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And what? Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise the name of the living God. Do you believe this afternoon? Do you believe this afternoon? I want you to stop moaning and stop groaning and start praising the Lord, because he's put the devil under your feet. Amen. Praise the name of the living God. We got to do like when the Lord sent out his prophet. He had they ran into the cave to hide. He said, bring them out. Bring them out. And he said, I want you to put your heel on their neck. Not one are going to escape. Tell somebody, I got my heel on the devil's neck. I got my heel on the devil's neck. Say, devil, you're not coming out. I said, speak it out. The devil, you're not coming out. Devil, you're not coming out. I'm going to crush you. Because my Lord said from the very beginning, the seed of the woman shall do what? The seed of the woman, hallelujah. Well, guess what, devil? The seed of the woman is living in me. The seed of the woman is walking in me. When I walk, that same seed walk, hallelujah. The Son of God is living in me. So when I crush you, and I put my head on you, well, foot on your head, you're crushed. When Job was going through his trial, he said, often the devil tried to scare me with dreams. How many of you ever been scared by a dream? Some of you right now, this night, this even this afternoon, You're worried about a dream you got a couple of days ago. Well, praise the name of the living God. No dream can't destroy you. You got somebody who is the giver of dreams and the one who controls dreams. The one who is with you. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't care how many snakes you saw. I don't care how many ugly things you saw. God said, I've given you power to tread upon all of those. Power! And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Could you begin to give God some thanks in this house? Give God some praise. You got power. Don't let a dream terrify you. Don't let a dream terrify you. Watch this. Hear what this is. This is the Lord again. I come to give strength to somebody this afternoon. Hear what it says. This is God now. He giveth power to who? The faint. The one who feels hopeless. I've come to give you power. Tell somebody, God give it. And to them that have no might. Who increases strength to? Not the powerful, not the high and mighty. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Right now, maybe you might feel so beaten on your inside. You might look good, you might be smiling, but on the inside you feel beaten. Oh, on the inside you feel weak. But hear what my God is saying. You are a candidate for my help. Hallelujah. You know this world is a world where people don't want to hang around people that are not powerful. That means you got some power. Everybody wants to be your friend. Everybody wants to know your number. Everybody wants to come and make some alliance with you. Everybody wants to network with you. But nobody wants to network with somebody who looks like they're down and out, who looks like they got nothing. But I'm glad, brothers and sisters, I am not rich because I have material goods. I am rich because the power of God and the Son of God is dwelling in me. I've got wealth. Hallelujah. And here you sing. I give power to the faint. And strength to them that have no might. You see, ladies and gentlemen, my. The Bible teaches me something. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and what? Add it no sorrow. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you better don't let some people help you. Because when they help you, they got a noose around your neck. Ah, they got a hook in your jaw. Hallelujah. They can give you something, they're coming back for something. But when God gives you praise, the name of the Lord, it's with no strings attached. Are you hearing me, folks? When God brings you up, glory to God, you don't have to bow to no man. You don't have to kowtow to no man. You don't have to please no man. All you got to do is pleasing God and watch him move you from strength to strength and from power to power and from glory to glory. I live long enough to know when you see certain people come around you to help you, you run. You're right. They come in to put shackles on your foot. They come in to put a bridle in your mouth. So when you should talk, you just pull the bridle and you gotta stay quiet. Are you hearing me, folks? Well, the man of God can't get no bridles. Man of God got to be able to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the living God. A child of God got to be able to speak the word of God. That's why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, King, we are not careful to talk to you on this matter. But we're going to tell you right now, don't worry, play no music again. Don't worry, give us a second chance. They said, the die is cast. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. In other words, you do what you want to do, but our God... Our God, our God, tell somebody, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, gonna give me strength, my God. Look at what he says. This is the word of God, man. I want you to, you go over this, look what he says. Amen. Praise God. Even the young, the youths, even the youths shall faint and be weary. Man, something wrong with these young people nowadays. Huh? They're always bored. They're always tired. Man, I'm in my 70s right now, and some of y'all can't run with me. Y'all can't make it with me. Hey, you talking, you're tired. There's an old man I had, an old man that used to do my guttering work back in Ghana. He said, Pastor, I can't get labor. These young people don't want to work. He said, the barn weary and growing tired. Hallelujah. Amen. But we got some strong young people here. Amen. They ain't weary neither, they ain't tired. Lord have mercy. He said, even the young shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But, Lord have mercy. But, hallelujah. Conjunction, but. Hallelujah. Link up, but. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. When all the other birds can't fly, you gonna fly. When everyone, the wings flapping and breaking, your wings are gonna be strong. How many of you feel like you're ready to fly? We used to sing a song, I believe I can fly. Lord, I don't only believe, I know I can fly. Because you said I'm gonna mount up with wings as eagles. I shall run and not be weary. I shall walk. I'm not faint. I'm in for the long haul. Tell somebody I'm in for the long haul. I'm coming out on the other side. Tell somebody I'm going to come out on the other side. I like what the psalmist said. Yea, though I walk through, hallelujah, the valley. I ain't dying in no valley. I ain't stopping in no valley. I'm walking through. Are you in a valley today? You're going to walk through because God is on your side. I don't care how dark it is in the valley. You're coming through. I said you're coming through because the Lord is with you. He said I shall walk. Sometimes you're going to get low. Sometimes you're going to feel it's about over. It's about done. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, lift up your voice like a trumpet and shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You shall walk and not faint. Praise the name of the living God. If anybody think they can outrun you, you want to outrun the whole field, because you're not running in your own strength. You're running in the strength of Almighty God, not with your own power, but with the power of Almighty God. In this 21st century, we believe in God. I said, we believe in God. We believe in God. And we believe you're going to see God. I heard it saying, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God. In other words, they shall see God working in their lives. That's what we're about. We're about walking pure, and you're going to see God. Psalms 126 said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. My. Somebody about to get something happening in their lives. They're going to make it look like a dream. Watch this. Look at Isaiah. Once you get a hold of the word again. We ain't no defeated people. I said we're not a defeated people. Hear what he says. This is Isaiah. Behold, they shall surely gather together. They shall surely gather together. Anybody ganging up on you?
They're ganging up on you on the job. Listen, God says, I ain't doing that. Don't let the devil ever tell you that what's happening is God punishing you. No, all your punishment was laid on the cross. And when you came to Jesus Christ, you cast all your cares upon him. He said what? He said, surely they shall gather together, but not by me. Whosoever gather together against you shall what? Shall what? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? So don't be terrified when you go to work tomorrow and you see Jennifer. She gonna fall. Don't be terrified when you see Mr. Christopher. They gather up against you. They know who to play with. They know who to play with. One time I had to tell the man, you know who you play with. You come. I told the man, I said, listen, you can't rob me, you know. You think you could rob me? Don't even try it. Because if you rob me, you're going to lose more than what you get from me, and I can still be rich. Are you hearing me, folks? You got to talk to the devil sometimes, you know. You got to talk back to the devil. Don't abuse, you know. Don't abuse. Don't abuse and curse. Don't abuse and curse. Don't curse nobody. Don't curse nobody. I know some of you Guyanese. When you think Jobby Atake to start a course, to tell you it was course when you take it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Hear what God says. They're going to do that, but not by me. Said they're going to fall. I want you to give God a clap hand right now. Because you're about to see some things cascading down. Things that stood in your way. Every time you come to this mark, you just seem to be falling back. Well, tell somebody no more. Tell them I'm crossing this line today. Tell somebody I'm crossing over. How many know you're crossing over? I don't know if you're by your Red Sea. I don't know if you're by your Jordan, but you're crossing over. Tell two people are crossing over. Because greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Do you believe that? Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah. Hear what it says. Look what it says. Behold, I have created the smith. Not Sister Smith. The smith. That blood. The blade, the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. But I have created what? The waster to destroy. In other words, brothers and sisters, what he's saying, anybody concocting anything against you, before they can finish it, he's going to destroy it. Are you hearing? He's going to destroy it. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. You start praising God and watch the Lord just destroy some things. Not destroy some things that have been coming up against you. Hallelujah. In your own family, you plan up things against you. Hey, watch God destroy it. Hear what he says. What? No weapon. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. It's not going to succeed. It's not going to succeed. Stop crying about what people is doing. Stop complaining about what people is doing. What people are doing. Stop crying about that. Stop complaining about that. And start giving God some praise. Because it can't work. It can't work. Hallelujah. I don't care what they wrote you. I don't care what they heard you. I don't care who sent you text message or send you email. It can't work. I said it can't work. Tell you, my God, I got the email from the place that matters. I got an email from heaven. And this is my email, a reading saying no weapon No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I got a text this morning. I got a text from God. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the living God. There's some people who don't know you. They don't know how you're born, where you came from, and they're telling you stuff. No tongue. Are you going to come? And no tongue. And every tongue that shall rise up against you. Every tongue that shall rise up against you, you shall condemn. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said God. Do you believe it this afternoon? Do you believe it this afternoon? If you believe it, I want to begin to give God thanks. Amen. Maybe over the last 6 months, you got somebody just bothering you, bothering you, fatiguing you. You're hearing the same story day after day. Well, I'm here to tell you, no weapon. I'm here to cut you to say, no weapon, no tongue. Hallelujah. No weapon, no tongue, no confederacy, no man, no woman. I don't care who you are. Paul says, hear what Paul says. Well, I am persuaded that neither height nor depth, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, or any other creature can separate us from the love of Almighty God. Hallelujah. He said, what is already existing and what's going to come into existence, it can't stop me, can't separate me from the love of God. So I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to give God praise. In all of these things. Stop repeating them words your grandmother used to say about you. Stop repeating what your husband said. All he's doing, trying to break you down. Say the word of God. Confess the word of God. Don't worry about that anymore. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I got a new word. I got a new message. I got some hope. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy all the works of Satan. So give the Lord the praise. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. The devil lose. He's about to lose. How many of you understand? He's about to lose for you. Let me give you one more. One more, we're going to shout. Yeah. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. That we should what? Love one another. Hallelujah. Amen. Because what love does? Cast out all fear. All fear. All fear. The Lord is my light. Say, read it with me. I want you to stand up with me right now and read this one. I'm getting ready to rejoice. We're getting ready to rejoice. We're getting ready to rejoice. What it says, the Lord what? The Lord is what? My light and my salvation. So whom shall I fear? The Lord is what? The strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Are you afraid of anybody today? I ain't afraid no man. Spire used to sing a song, I am young and I strong. I ain't afraid no man in tongue. Don't worry your head over me. Like I got a better than Sparrow here with me today. Hallelujah. He said, whom shall I fear? When the wicked, hear it, when the wicked, even my enemies, I tell you, y'all know this, you know this. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes. I know if you don't have no enemy, if you don't have no foe, you're not alive. Hallelujah. As long as you're living for God, they got some enemies. They got some foes. But here it said, when my enemies and my foes came upon me to what? Eat up my flesh. Hallelujah. They what? Oh, they don't understand how you're still standing. People don't understand how you're still standing. Sometimes they see you and they get a heart attack. They don't understand after all they did and all they said and all the ends are there. You're still standing up. Come on and praise the name of the Lord. They wish you all kind of things, but bless the name of the Lord. Kayama Sanda, you're still standing up. Hallelujah. When my enemies and my foes came against me to eat up my flesh, what? Hallelujah. Someone give God praise. Look, some stumblers. I'm surrounded by stumblers. I'm surrounded by stumblers. I'm surrounded by stumblers. They stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. The one host should encamp against me. My heart shall not what? I watch the army. We are one people who can smile at the army. You remember what Moses told the people? He said, stand still. Stand still and what? Stand still. Don't run. Don't panic. Don't cry. Stand still and lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I become. What? What is that? That the Lord is my light and my salvation. I am confident the Lord is my light and my salvation. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell, hallelujah, in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. Oh, glory to the name of the living God. I'm in the house of God right now. And excuse me, but right now I'm going to praise my God. Right now I'm going to shout to my God. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to give him thanks. Praise him right now. Don't concern yourself with the wicked. Don't concern yourself with your enemy. Just concern yourself with loving your God, with drawing near to your God, with glorifying your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got the victory. Touch three people and tell them I got the victory. Oh, Ramashawa Baba Baba. I told the service this morning, Isabella Perón from Argentina, they wrote a whole song to her, and she said, "Don't cry for me, Argentina." Well, listen, I got somebody better than what Isabella Perón got. This woman was courageous and bold. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, we got a greater than the army of Argentina, and the people of Argentina is here. It's Jesus. Yes, the Son of the living God. I'm going to praise him because, glory to God, the enemy shall stumble and fall. Give God praise, everybody. Give God some praise. Come on, give God praise. You're going to negotiate this week with courage. I'm living this week with courage. I'm going to live this week with courage. I'm going to live this week in victory. I'm going to crush some heads. I'm going to crush the enemy this week. This week, not next.